Welcome to Newquay's Pirate Museum. We hope you enjoy your visit. On this first painting, you can see a pirate ship with a Jolly Roger, a flag featuring a skull and crossbones, or variations on the same theme. Skeletons, death, and other fearsome imagery is often associated with pirates. They were basically designed to frighten potential victims, surrendering their loot without having to put up a fight. Almost every pirate ship had their own set of rules and codes that all pirates had to agree to. This included how the loot would be divided and what was expected of everyone. Believe it or not, one of the most common rules was no fighting on board. If two pirates had a disagreement, they'd have to wait and fight on land. On this second picture, you can see Black Sam Bellamy, 1689 to 1717, from Devon in the south of England. He is considered the most successful pirate ever, plundering an estimated £96 million in his career. As you can see, he's holding a bottle which probably contains grog, a mixture of rum, water, lemon juice and sugar. It was the drink of choice for pirates. We hope you had a nice time visiting our museum. If you want to know more about pirates, there are many books you can read, like Treasure Island and Peter Pan. There are also video games, such as Sid Meier's Pirates and The Secret of Monkey Island. And of course, you can watch pirate movies, for example, Hook and the Pirates of the Caribbean series of films. And should you want to talk like a pirate, you can take part in International Talk Like a Pirate Day every year on the 19th of September, when it becomes perfectly acceptable to spend the day talking like a pirate. If you want to do it all year round and you're on Facebook, you can change the language to Pirate in the account settings. Ahoy, me hearties!